My only hope is you. That's the sermon that we have this morning. We know that today, in today's world, we have all kinds of traumas, all kinds of problems are happening, uncertainties, chaos, conflicts. I mean, everywhere, just turn around. Just turn on your TV. Just look at your phone. Just listen to people. I mean, this morning we had one, you know, one person stranded came here that he needed help. You know, his car blew up somewhere and he was going to Minnesota. So he needs help. And if you look at him, you'll see that he really needs help. I hope he does. I mean, just all around. Somebody just said, you know, I don't just feel good. You know, I feel that I'm passing out. You know, do I go home or do you want me to stay for worship? And I say, it's up to you. If you want to stay, praise the Lord. If you want to go home, praise the Lord. You choose. There's trouble everywhere. We have tribal wars. I wish you have an idea what is happening in Africa. I wish you have an idea how many people are kidnapped, tortured, killed for nothing. For maybe a couple of dollars. I wish you see people hiding, fighting for their lives. I have a cousin that is so sick, hernia. He couldn't go to the hospital. In fact, he went when we pressured him to go. He couldn't see the doctor. And he may carry it for 1 year, nothing, and then he would die. And then you ask them, what happened to Festus? He died. And you say, what? Why? What? He died. Stop asking why. How he died. He just died. Because death is so common that you don't even ask what killed somebody. That's what we have every single minute of our lives. And so, there's this genuine hopelessness around. And it's not just you, so that you don't take it so personally. It's everywhere, and especially when you let it happen to you. When you lay down, like I was telling the person, don't lay down for the devil because he's going to magnify it. The devil will tell you, no, don't get up. You will collapse. You will die. You will do this. Say no to him. Hopelessness leads to despair, to depression. And you know that depression leads to suicide, making suicide number 10, the top 10, you know, one of the top 10s that kill people every single day. Between 2 and 3 minutes of every minute that you have, people are attempting suicide in this country. With all the things that we have, with all the beauty, with food being trashed all the time. Pounds and pounds of food. People are hungry. People are dying. Killing themselves. Killing other people. And so we ask the simple question, is there hope for us for tomorrow? Is there hope for our children tomorrow? What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to all these little ones? In the next 20, 30, 40, 50, maybe most of us are gone. What's going to happen to them? Do we even think about that? Simple question, do you ever hope that somehow God is going to show up for you? When something happens, does it occur to you? Maybe sometimes you wake up in the morning and say, how is today going to be? Okay, it's snowing and Gladys doesn't like snow. Do you think that God is going to show up for her to encourage her to get up and drive? Do you think so? Does it come to me? And what about you go to work and somehow the work is not going well? My son called me and said, my boss said to fire 5 people. And mom, this is so crazy. These people have kids. In fact, one of them is the breadwinner, the only person working with little kids. I need prayers. I don't even have the courage to even say this. How can I fire them? And then they gave me a timeline to do that. So what do I do? How do I approach it? And I say, you know what you do? Just calm down. We'll be praying. And then he said, by Monday, I'm going to do it. That's this past Monday. I said, okay, God will lead you. Later he called me. I called him to ask, how did he go? You know, I haven't even, you know, I started a conversation. You know what I did? I started calling companies to see if anybody will need help so that when I'm firing them, I'm referring them to another. Well, just to cut it short, eventually he ended up firing 2 because he was convincing his boss that the other ones should really stay. And he needed that man that was, you know, earning salary all by himself to stay. But the bad thing was that, according to him, the other person was so not happy firing those 2 that he resigned himself. And my son said, you know what, I can't be in this kind of environment. No, I'll start looking for a job, but I'm going to depend on the Lord to find me where he wants me to go. That's the world that we have found ourselves. Do you know that some people in Africa will go to work for 1 full year and they are not paid anything? And you are expected to come to work. If you come late, you are in trouble. If you don't come, you will be fired. Is it not better to get fired than just going to work for 1 year and there's no food in your house? But people still go. That's the world that we have found ourselves. And so it's genuine that people are hopeless. We have seen the story of Elijah. He was victorious in killing the prophets of Baal. God showed up for him. In fact, God showed out for him. He did it. He was able to restore rain when there was drought. And yet, a threat made him to now realize this world is useless. And so Elijah was like, that's enough, God. Just take my life. I'm not better than any other person who has died. Take my life, Lord, praying. Have you prayed that God will take your life? Have you? I mean, what makes you downcasted? What is that thing that you remember your heart, just goes down? You are not alone. That's what I want you to know. It's not just you. It's prevalent. I hope the word is correct. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. Something like that. It's not just you. The reason we remain in hopelessness is because we think it's just me. Elijah screamed, "Do something, Lord. I can't handle it anymore." He thought he was alone. He thought it was just him. And he was saying, you know, I've been zealous for you. Every other person has abandoned you. No, that's not true. You are not alone. Other people are going through the same thing. And if you think you are serving the Lord all by yourself, no, it's not true. I went to Gideon International. They had a banquet. I went home joyful in my heart. I went home. I just raised my hand and I say, Lord, there are remnants. There are people still out there doing God's work. Sacrificing their time, sacrificing their own physical body to bring people to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so you may be in this little Dayton thinking that it's all you, trying, praying, suffering. No, it's not you, not just you. There are people out there. Elijah thought he was just him, but it wasn't just him. When God showed up for Elijah, the good thing is that Elijah recognized it. Get up, eat, so you get strength. And he did get up. He ate. I mean, he came back again. The angel or the voice or the spirit came back. Get up, eat. The journey is far. Get up. He did get up. And he ate. When hope comes, do you recognize it? Get up. Get up. Go ahead and get up. No, you don't want to get up. You want people to pity you. So how are you doing this morning? Oh, well, you know, it's bad. You know, I'm trying to get by. Just stop it. Get up. That's instruction. The man at the well was sick for 38 years. At the pool, waiting with the rest of the people who had headache or cancer or whatever, paralyzed. Everybody was waiting. For some, there was hope. For some people, like this unnamed man, there was no hope. He had nobody to help him. All by himself. And every time the angel comes to stir the water of healing, he would try to get in. By the time he was trying to get himself together, another person went in and got healed. Hopeless situation. 38 years, and who knows how many years he had been beside the pool. Nobody knows. But he's been there, confused, hopeless, joyless, not looking forward to anything. That maybe, okay, if I stay here for 50 years and maybe eventually I die, so be it. At least I tried. Hope came just in front of him, directly to him. And the hope said, do you want to get well? Oh, well, you know, I've been trying. Yeah, when I try, you know, I don't have people to help me. And before I try, another person. Simple question. Do you want to get well? It's a yes or no answer. Do you want to get help? Do you want to have hope? Do you want to get up in the morning and believe that something good is going to happen? That's what hope is all about. And the Bible says hope will never disappoint. Never. Do you have hope? Are you just working? You know, sometimes Fesa may not be happy. Fesa go do this, and Fesa start. That's what they learn in school. And I'll be like, stop. What's going on with your hand? Just get up and walk like a human being, please. Stop. So why are you walking like you don't have arms? Why? Why are you getting up in the morning frowning, hopelessness, covering the whole of your body? When hope is right here saying, do you want to get well? Or just like in Elijah's case, get up and eat. The food is already there. Why would you refuse to eat? Why would you refuse to get up? Please get up. There is hope in our future. That's what the Bible says. We have hope. The unnamed man or nameless man was waiting without hope. We have hope in Jesus Christ. There is hope in Christ. Self-pity makes us to stay hopeless. I was telling the person this morning, the moment you stay and people come around to pity you, know that you have failed. Every time you're looking forward to Gladys's phone call so that I'll call. So, how are you doing? Oh, well, yeah, I'm trying. That's not good for you. 1 million people may call you. It's not good for you. Pick up the phone and call other people. That's what I told that person. Pick you. Be the person to ask. And I say, have I told you my story? The story of my life? I haven't. I wish I would have time to tell you this person about this person. Stop asking people or making people to hover around you and be checking on you all the time. Check on other people. And if you are hopeless, you can't. Be full of hope. There is hope in our future in Jesus Christ. If you have Christ in your heart, there is hope for you. Don't let the devil tell you that there's no hope. We should not fear. We should not tremble. We should not give excuses and just being unhappy about life. There is hope in Christ. When hope appears, grab it. Hold on to it. Do you know that you could be hopeless and one word maybe from the Bible study or one word from the sermon or from the radio or something will just come to you? Catch on it. Get up. Just get up and say, enough is enough, devil. Leave me alone. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's how I exist. I'm telling you the truth. No, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Stop. And you get up. Get up and eat when hope appears. God reveals himself in his word. If you don't read the scriptures, you are doing yourself disservice. And that's one of the reasons you are hopeless. Get your Bible, open it up, read it, mark on your Bible, mess with your Bible. Hope is there. Do you know that in the Bible you can see something like, rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord, rejoice always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, rejoice always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice. Why can't you do that? Just do it. And then the devil is making, I'm so tired. You say, no, rejoice in the Lord. The devil, leave me alone. Rejoice in the Lord. And you start rejoicing. Whether you want to rejoice, it's not about feeling. It's about doing. It's about getting up and eating. That's all it is. Don't care about how you are feeling. You are feeling weak. You are feeling tired. Yes, but you have been told to get up and eat. Just get up and rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. The devil will leave you alone. This is an experience. I'm telling you my own experience. He will leave you alone. He will. And be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's what God is telling you. This morning, have hope. Fellowship with other people. Stop staying home. When I say it, people, I know somebody has called, you know, told me, you know, you talk so much about people not coming. Yes. The Bible says, it's not me. 1 Corinthians, if you want to read it, you go read it. 10:25, do not neglect the assembling of yourselves together, as is the habit of people. It's not me. I don't tell you things, me. I tell you what the Bible says. Get up and start coming to fellowship with people. You will go home happier. When the devil says, you know, just no, say, no, I'm getting up. I'm going. If you go, you'll be happy that you did. Communicate with the Lord. Talk to him. And listen to him. He speaks to you. And ask for help, though. If you need help, you ask for help. Your TV, your radio, your phone, everything. They have summons, they have video summons, they have, you know, just stuff, just something that will keep your mind good. Anything you see that will dampen your spirit, avoid it. Just go to Google or go to news. It's killing. This person killed this person. Another committed homicide. And this person committed suicide. Stop watching it if it's bothering your life. Anything that bothers you, leave it. If there's any group of people that make you hopeless, avoid them. We need to have hope in Jesus Christ. Download apps, music, songs. Get up and dance. Sometimes I'll get up and start dancing. And first of all, will join me and two of us will be dancing like we are crazy. That's what we do. And that's how you get by with life. Life is hopeless by itself. But we have hope in Jesus Christ. Laugh it away. Some of you, I don't know when last you laughed. Some of us don't, because we frown so much that laughter has disappeared from us. Get it back. Sometimes go to the mirror and start laughing. Just laugh. When you laugh, you are laughing away hopelessness. Don't remain in hopelessness. Build your hope in God by any means necessary. Any means that you choose. You may not do it the way I do it, just any means that the Lord will make you get up and eat, do it. Yes, you can do it. I want to give you an assignment. I want you to memorize or read this every time you feel homeless, Psalm 71, 5 to 6. Psalm 71, 5 to 6. Memorize it. And kids at Lancaster has this song. My only hope is you, Jesus, my only hope is you. From early in the morning to late at night, my only hope is you. My only peace is you. Daddy Jesus, my only peace is you. From early in the morning to late at night, my only peace is you. My only joy is you. Daddy Jesus, my only joy is you. From early in the morning to late at night, my only joy is you. All that I need is you. Jesus, all that I need is you. From early in the morning to late at night, all that I need is you. Amen.